Right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
One of our very own joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. He is a familiar and calming voice to so many of us, but he has been very instrumental. He, along with others, have been instrumental in helping with cleaning up the storm damage. So we're excited to always catch up with our good friend, Matt Hyers. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate the calming thing. That's debatable.
Yeah, I think it is debatable.
I get calm when I get around you, so maybe I'm just speaking from personal experience.
Well, I'm glad I put somebody at ease.
I get excited because he's just goofy, same personality, so there's no calm. It's hyping each other up.
Right at home, yes. For sure, when we're all three together. Matt, I knew a lot about you, but I didn't realize how handy you are with a chainsaw.
Well, I didn't either until, I guess, necessity calls. But a group of us at Williams & Fudge, we got together Monday with Alice Davis, with David Williams, and started talking about the need on the South Side. I began to see pictures and hear stories from friends, family members, people we knew, especially Pastor C.T. Kirk. He was very instrumental as well in getting us the addresses, but we knew we had to help. And it was just amazing, and I'm getting chill bumps now. As soon as I put the email out, the all call, I was overwhelmed with the response from all our coworkers at Williams & Fudge, and they're the real superstars. I just handed out snacks and gloves and tried to use a chainsaw for a little bit, but we had a group of over 30 go out on Tuesday. And we were able to clear 13 yards for people. And we're talking down trees, and it is total devastation over there. And then yesterday we had a smaller group that went out and knocked out two more yards. And again, C.T. Kirk, I can't sing his praises enough for getting in touch with these folks that need help. And also David Williams for allowing us all to go out there and facilitating that.
It's kind of like the motto over there at Williams & Fudge, live, work, and play. And, you know, it's certainly nice to earn a paycheck, but it's also nice to give back to the community where you live and serve, for sure. And what's been the reaction, Matt, of those homeowners?
Grateful. It's good to be blessed to be able to do this on our end, but to be a blessing for others, especially in this time when so many people are hurting.
And well, Matt, I can't imagine either just them looking out the window or coming out onto the front step and just seeing the wave of Williams & Fudge employees come with chainsaws in hand and anything just to say, hey, we're here to help whatever you need.
Right. And our group Tuesday, we broke into four teams and went into different areas on the South Side. And when one team would get done, they'd just go to the next house. It wasn't one that we had planned on hitting, but they just – continued to work and continued to serve, and it just was overwhelming.
And how big are these trees that we're talking about here?
Some are huge.
Yeah.
One, we weren't even able. We had guys with winches and six chainsaws, and we weren't able to get the entire thing cut up. It was a big hardwood oak, hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
And so David, he said, guys, it's probably time we're not going to do any more damage here. And he's actually going to be taking care of it himself and getting a professional company.
Oh, wow.
He said, hey, we got to get the job done, but we can't quite do it.
Matt, are a lot of these trees you're dealing with, are they on leaning against homes, on the ground, blocking roads?
No, we only took care of ones that were on the ground.
Okay.
I don't want anybody getting on a ladder. I don't want to get on a ladder. I don't want to touch a power line or somebody's house. But anything in the yards or anything blocking driveways, that's what we're taking care of.
I know the report came out early estimates that five homes were destroyed in Saturday's storm, 17 homes they've determined had major damage, and hundreds with minor damage. And that's why there has been a crisis cleanup hotline to assist people, to help people with those requests. And the way it was described to us, it's kind of like Craigslist. People say, here's what I have going on at my home.
Mm-hmm.
And then volunteers are then matched with their service to the needs of the homeowner, and that's kind of going on there. So we'll give this number throughout most of the morning. I know most people don't have a pen and paper handy. That's why we're going to give it to you a couple of times. But it's, of course, area code 803-250-3679. Again, 250-3679. That is the debris cleanup or repair hotline.
And I know, Matt, we had Jonathan Nazir on just the other day sharing, you know, the big event that they hosted to feed and help the community. So just to see Southside all come together, but also to Lucas's point, bringing out folks with skills like you all at Williams and Fudge from near and far, that right there is how strong this community is, resilient and loving. And I think, and I know the Williams and Fudge culture and values walked away reminding themselves, this isn't just a day today. You guys do that every single day in your work, and that's very special.
And it trickles down, the values and our principles from the top. I mean, from Gary and Peggy Williams on down to David and Alice, and that's really what we try to practice over at Williams and Fudge. And these volunteers that came out, man, they, not one person was standing idle, and everybody was smiling. Everybody was smiling. I think we had planned to go till 5, and I stood next to David and I said, David, it's after 5, and not one person's left. And that spoke volumes. But those volunteers, I can't say enough about them.
Well, when companies kind of get off property, right, away from the cubicle farm and outside, and they can do something together, like a field trip, it builds that bond, I assume.
Absolutely.
And it makes that those relationships even stronger. And you see different skill sets that you had no idea. Like, I didn't know you could operate a chainsaw or know how to do this and that.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, it's eye-opening. It certainly is. But here, I know we're running up against a hard break. But
oh, you know us well.
That's the lingo.
That's why he's among the best here, OTS Media.
I just encourage any company or any amount of people or group, church group, men's group, women's group, get out there. The need's there.
Still there.
Our neighbors are hurting. They need help right now. And love thy neighbor.
For sure.
Love thy neighbor.
Just saw a post where Samaritan's Purse from Reverend Billy Graham. They're also here in York County now. So that's a lot of, what do they say? A lot of hands make light work.
That's right.
For sure. Matt Hyers, thank you so much. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
All right.